All right, we're in Mobile, Alabama.
We are.
Taking in the Senior Bowl, obviously. And how important is this process for you as a talent evaluator?
I think the process specific to the Senior Bowl is important, mainly because they do get pro coaching. And so I think when, at least from our perspective, when you start to evaluate players, then it gives you a real chance to take a look at who's who and how they're competing. The other critical component of being at the Senior Bowl really comes down to, it's really the first time you get to see them going consistently against guys that are potential NFL players. It gives you a better chance to really make a truer evaluation of a guy's skills and ability to compete.
I always like this too because the guys are in pads.
When you run around in shorts, there's a lot of guys that look like all-world players when they're not in their pads. Their body control is different, their movement's different. You put an extra 15, 20 pounds on them with equipment, and all of a sudden they get a little rickety, they get stiffer, they get a little more rigid, they get off balance. And so I think that really trying to take the most out of like watching a guy in practice, you really want to see guys in pads. Because when you're in pads, that's how the games play. Nobody's going to play the games without their shoulder pads and helmet and the rest of their equipment. So these football practices, in particular for Senior Bowl, really demonstrate what that guy's going to look like when he does get on an NFL film, when he does get on an NFL roster to compete against NFL talent. So carrying his pads is definitely important to how he performs.
Clear up something, I guess, for the fans, because maybe because the media hypes this, the process up, and they say, you know, a guy jumps up the draft boards, or, you know, he goes to the combine and runs a 4.2 or something, and all of a sudden the guy goes from being, they think, like a fourth or third round pick to all of a sudden a second or first round pick. You guys already have your mindset on these guys pretty much. I mean, you're not going to put a guy up three rounds because of a fast 40, are you?
No, it doesn't happen like that. One, I don't believe in rounds. I would say from our perspective, it's more about finding guys that fit who you want to be. And when you find guys that fit the role, that's when you can identify, hey, look, this guy's really going to help us. He's going to be a very good player, and this is how we're going to utilize him.
What types of players are the Cleveland Browns looking at?
I think right now our main goal and game plan is to make sure that we find every single player on this field that can contribute and become a starting level talent. It's no secret. Most teams will tell you that they build their teams through the draft. And so in building through the draft, what you got to do is identify guys that become the core of your team. It's too hard and too expensive to try to buy them in for agency. So you got to hit on guys in the draft. You got to find guys you can draft, develop, and retain. And when you do that is when you'll start to see your team grow.
So what's your vision for the Browns going forward? I mean, it was a good team this year. You had 5 Pro Bowlers on it. Obviously, the wins and losses weren't quite where you wanted it to be, where the expectations were. How far away are the Browns? And where do you see them going, and how are you going to get there?
I think that anything worth building is worth taking your time for. I know fans want instant coffee. I get that. But I also think that the teams that are constructed the right way, they demonstrate improvement. They demonstrate their building in a manner that's going to be sustainable. And it's not just, hey, we went out, we signed this guy, that guy, and then this is what's going to make the difference for our roster. It's more about identifying pieces that you can grow and your team can continue to expand and get better. Again, we've contended all along. We want both of our lines to be elite and to be dominant. We want a championship-level quarterback. There's a lot of pieces that come into it. You got to be able to not only take the talent that you have and put it in the best positions to have success, but you got to make the right decisions on the talent. And I think if the two are not married, failure is imminent. Just keep that in mind. If the two are not married, failure is imminent.